10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh, this love is always right on time.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like Okito, you know, she from Puerto Rico.
Lala like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sounds outside cooling, I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, I call that placebo. Father, Son, and Spirit, that's the three amigo, ayy. Woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo, dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me, poor me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival. Ever since I heard she went viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival. Ever since I heard she went viral, she been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the.
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh, girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down trying to swing around back, but don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. I ain't thought about you one time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time, trying to prove who's right. And if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like the first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side, and isn't it strange how a stranger.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
We head into the final game before the All-Star break and the final game of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds as Frisco tries to split the series, having won two out of five games so far. A rough game yesterday, Midland pulling away towards the middle to late portion of the game, a 16-4 final score with the Rockhounds winning. And now they have improved back to 500 on the season at 40-40, and the Rockhounds are 8-3. In the second half. If Frisco wins today, they'll not only split the series, but split their game so far since the midway point. Right now in the second half standings, the Rough Riders are 5-6 and an overall record of 36-43. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back in the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Zach Bigley, the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden. Should be a fun game today. Dane Acker makes his first start in Frisco this season. Just got called up from the high A level and did pitch in San Antonio, making his first double-A start. And now the young right-hander makes his debut at Riders Field today. That's a 6.75 ERA, having gone four innings in San Antonio, three runs, and struck out five in that ballgame in a no decision. A former Oakland Athletic draft pick, in fact, never did play for the Athletics farm system. He was traded to the Rangers before his professional debut, but he's now playing against the organization that drafted him 3 years ago in the fourth round after he finished up his career at Oklahoma. His counterpart for the Rockhounds today is David Leal. His 19th appearance on the year, mostly a bullpen arm for the Rockhounds. He has a 4.14 earned run average and the product of Louisiana Tech. We'll continue on the pregame show after this. It's a 6:05 first pitch here today in the series finale. The Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms today on this Sunday evening game with the All-Star break awaiting us. We continue a conversation with John Goble when we return, the pitching coach of the Rough Riders, on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back in the pregame show, everybody. We're playing the final game of the series here between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Well, we had a conversation earlier with John Goble talking about some various topics with the pitching staff. He is the pitching coach, after all, with the Rough Riders. And one part we haven't yet gotten to here on the pregame show is a brief snippet about players being called up from high A. And there have been a couple lately, including today's starting pitcher, Dane Acker. You'll hear the question posed to John Goble, the pitching coach with the Rough Riders, dealing with players coming up to the double-A level for the first time. So here is Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble.
When you see pitchers called up from Hickory, as happens a lot throughout the season, you have new guys rotate through from the high-A level. There are some pitches that work better or worse. You're playing higher competition. There's always adjustments that needed to be made. Talked with Michael Brewer recently, talked about trying to change a slider because it's just getting hit differently than it was at the high-A level. What are some of the most common things you find yourself teaching these pitchers when they come up and you say, hey, here's some things you need to know? What are some of the things you feel like you've turned out to say a lot because they're important things for these pitchers to know once they make it to the double-A level?
I think kind of the first thing we tell them is absolutely don't change who you are. The things that got you up here are things that make you successful, and obviously they're going to have a lot of confidence in that. And the last thing you want to do is make an adjustment or change something before the hitters tell you that it needs to be changed. So like Brewer, when Brewer came up, it was like, you know, we weren't going to mess with the slider that he had coming up, and then we weren't getting any production or utility out of it. And once the sample size was big enough to where we thought we needed to change, we started to try to make that change and create a little more movement there. Whereas, you know, a guy like Josh or Dane coming up, it's the same thing. Do exactly what you've been doing. You will need to understand that there will be less chase. Like, your ability to create strikes will be different because the swing decisions and the chase are much different. And it was the same thing in Hickory last year. Have guys come up from down east with 40% chase on a pitch. We're like, listen, you're probably going to get 25 to 30% chase on that pitch. And that's just the way it is because the hitters have better swing decisions. So I think understanding that guys are going to swing less and they're going to chase your stuff less, so you're going to have to be more competitively in the zone with some of your off-speed pitches. That is something they need to know right away. But other than that, I don't want them changing until the hitters give us the in-game feedback. They're like, hey, that's not working here. And they're going to go through the same thing when they go to AAA with the ABS strike zone and the hitters swinging less. And, you know, Alex Spies goes up there and it's – you may get a little less chase, but the good thing is you have three pitches that are unbelievably elite, so just throw them in the strike zone and take your chances.
Yeah.
So, but that's the biggest thing. It's just less chase, better swing decisions.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Rough Riders pitching coach, John Goble. We have the final game of this series coming up, the starting lineups on the other side of this break, before a 6:05 first pitch in Frisco. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's head into the All-Star break in style here on a Sunday evening in Frisco, Texas. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Just a few minutes away from first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Here are the starting lineups for both of these teams, beginning with the AA Athletics affiliate of the Rockhounds. Their manager is Bobby Crosby in his third year as the skipper for Midland. Leading off for the Rockhounds is the second baseman, Cooper Bowman, starts out the card, and he will lead off for Midland. Drew Swift bats second and is the designated hitter tonight. Brett Harris bats third and plays third. Then it's Daryl Hernaez, the designated hitter, who is the, Daryl Hernaez, the shortstop, who is cleaning up. Denzel Clark bats fifth and the center fielder tonight. J.J. Schwarz bats sixth and is catching. Lazaro Armenteros bats seventh, the left fielder. Then Will Simonite hits eighth and plays first. Johnny Butler is the right fielder and hitting ninth. Luis Angel Acuna leads off for the Frisco Rough Riders and plays shortstop tonight in the series finale. Evan Carter bats second and is the center fielder. Thomas Tejasi with a heck of a series so far, 9 for 18. He plays third and bats third for the Rough Riders this evening against Midland. Trevor Hover is the cleanup hitter for Frisco and the left fielder, hitting 247 now on the season. Aaron Zavala bats fifth. He is getting the DH assignment from Carlos Cardoza, the manager. Kellen Strom bats sixth and plays right field this evening. Josh Hatcher follows him in the lineup and plays first base for Frisco today. Scott Capers is the eight-hole hitter and the catcher tonight. And Jax Biggers plays second base for the Rough Riders and bats ninth. So again, it's Acuna, Carter, Sijacy, Haver, Zavala, Strom, Hatcher, Capers, and Biggers. The Rough Riders trailing a game in this series now due to yesterday's loss, 16-4, the final score, to the Midland Rockhounds, who used 18 base hits. That wasn't the storyline. It was the 14 walks, a franchise record in yesterday's ballgame for the Rough Riders, allowing the most they ever had. 33 base runners in the ballgame between 18 hits, 14 walks, and there was also one error that allowed a Rockhound to reach base. And even that one error was hurtful for the Rough Riders. It was two outs, bases empty, and then an error put a man on. The Rockhounds then got the next two guys on to load the bases, and then all that was for nothing as they didn't even score after that. But it just extended the inning, more pitches, more fatigue for the Rough Riders throwers. That could have been worse, though. Frisco did force Midland to strand 16 batters in the ballgame, 16 runners. And so Midland getting 33 on, having one wiped out on a caught stealing, and scoring 16, leaving 16. And that was the story of the ballgame yesterday. But Frisco couldn't come back, win today, and split the series at three games apiece heading into the All-Star break. Frisco has never split five series in a row in recorded club history. In fact, they've already set the record. They've never split four in a row, and they've done that, going 3-3 the last 4 weeks in a row. So the Rough Riders starting out at 6:05 tonight with the Midland Rockhounds looking really good in their throwback unis, the red tops with the white pants and the black hats with all the throwback logos emblazoned on them. Back and the Rough Riders were busy winning their Texas League championship early on, right after the 03 season, then won it in 2004. Not to mention last year as well, and the Rough Riders reigning Texas League champs. Well, taking on the Midland Rockhounds today, we'll take a break and come back with first pitch on the other side of this pause. Zach Bigley has the call in the first inning when we return right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Luisiana Lacuna wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds in the final game before the All-Star break in the Texas League. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along as the Frisco Rough Riders look to finish off this series with a series split against the Rockhounds. Dane Acker, the number 22 prospect in the Rangers organization, makes his home debut for the Rough Riders and his second AA start. He has no record with a 6.75 ERA, allowing three runs over four innings in his first start down in San Antonio last week. Cooper Bowman in from the right side, and the right-hander back into his wind, and the first pitch of the game rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes, and we're underway at 6.07 in the PM. On what is a perfect day for baseball in Frisco, 87 degrees, our first pitch temperature. The wind back in the 1-0. Fastball inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. 87 with a feels like of 92. Sunshine up above, 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field very softly. Acker winds back in the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. Three-pitch pitcher, Dane Acker, stands 6'2", 189 pounds, the right-hander 24 years old. He goes with the fastball, curveball, and changeup combination. He's back into his wind in the 2-1. Swinging a foul at the plate, and it's 2-2 now. On Bowman, the second baseman, leading things off for the Rockhounds. He's 7-11 so far in this series, playing in the last three games in the doubleheader 2 days ago. And the Rough Riders 16-4 loss to Midland yesterday. 2-2. Acker works from the first base side of the rubber, flutters the ball in his glove, peels back in the 2-2. High and inside, we're full at three balls and two strikes, missing on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Acker coming over to the Rangers organization in a 2021 trade. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up off the outside edge for strike three. And Dane Acker strikes out his first man he sees tonight. One away in the first. Drew Swift makes his way to the plate. That was a perfectly located changeup right on the outside edge, and he got him out in front on it. Drew Swift, the right-handed batter. Here's the righty's pitch. Fastball inside edge, a strike. And it's 0-1. Acker traded from the A's on February 6th, 2021. The 0-1. This is outside in the dirt. One ball and one strike. He was traded along with Chris Davis, the outfielder, and catcher Jonah Heim, who's an all-star this year with the Rangers. Here's the right-hander's wind, and the 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball settles high. That's the curve, and it's 2-1. In exchange for Elvis Andrus and Aramis Garcia. Rangers certainly liking the way that trade has worked out for them. The 2-1. Swinging a line shot up the middle, right at Evan Carter in center. He makes the catch.
two outs. Hard line drive back up the box into center, but Evan Carter right there, and he records out number two in this first inning. Brett Harris takes his turn now. No score, top of the first. Defense behind Dane Acker today. It's Trevor Hover in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Thomas Sujacy has third. Acuna at shortstop. First pitch. Harris watches high and outside, and it's one ball, no strikes, and a curveball. Jax Biggersman second. Josh Hatcher plays at first base today, and Scott Capers crouches down behind the plate for Acker, who peels back, and the 1-0. There's a pop-up down the right side and foul, and it's one ball and one strike with two outs and the bases clear in the top of the first inning. Acker started the season with High A Hickory this year after a late exit from extended spring training. He dealt with a few injury issues at the end. The 1-1. Swinging a chopper right side of the infield, and that sneaks through for a base hit. Now Brett Harris chops it into the ground on the right side, and it just gets through. Seeing eye single, and Daryl Hernandez stands in, who's 10 for 22 in the series. He's scored seven times and driven in five runs. No score, top of the first inning. Acker looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground to third. So JC backhands a long throw across the diamond is not in time. Hernandez beats it out. And it's a pair of singles with two outs in the first inning. One a chopper through the right side, the other an infield single. On a nice stop by Sujacy, but it would take an electrifying arm to get him across the diamond. Sujacy didn't even set his feet, just tried to turn and throw and hopped it over to first base, but Hernandez has already passed the bat. The two outs, runners at first and second, and the dangerous Denzel Clark stands in, who's gone 9 for 18 in this series, hitting .500 with two homers and nine RBIs. Stretch in the pitch. He swings, chops it foul off his own foot up the third baseline, and it's 0-1. He had a grand slam in game two of the series and then knocked in four yesterday. Acker looking in from his sign, for his sign, I should say, from the first base side of the rubber. Stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Strike in the outside corner. It's 0-2. Something else that's going on today is the draft. The MLB draft, and the first pick is just underway with the Pittsburgh Pirates taking Paul Skeens, the pitcher out of LSU, with the number one pick. Rangers have the number four pick today. Stretch in the pitch. High and inside. It's one ball and two strikes, so we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, Acker trying to get out of this jam in the first inning. No score in the top of the first. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball dips low of the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. So Paul Skeens, who is LSU's ace pitcher, ends up being the number one overall pick. The Nationals are next. Two and two on Clark. Righty against righty. Acker readies and pitches. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal and he did not go. Three balls and two strikes on Clark. Well, Rough Riders had some command issues yesterday. Frisco walking 14 batters. New franchise record yesterday. A lot of those coming on full count pitches. Payoff pitch on the way. Runners go. It's fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. And they would certainly like to stay away from those walks in this game tonight. Rough Riders in this series have been averaging 6.8 walks per game. On the pitching side of things, they have the highest whip walks plus hits per inning pitched in the entire minor league baseball this week. Acker ready from the stretch, and the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acuna to his left. He's got it at short. Slings it on to first base and gets Clark for the final out of the first inning. A couple base runners against Dane Acker. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. A scoreless first for Acker in his home debut. Bottom half of the first coming up. It's the Rock Counts nothing. The Rough Riders up to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Half of the first inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds scoreless. Here's Luis Angel Acuña against the left-hander David Leao, and the first pitch is low. It's one ball and no strikes. Acuña hitting .316 on the season. He's coming into today riding a 12-game hitting streak. Over his last 12 games, he's hitting .423. The pitch. Over the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1 from Leao. Oh, it's been a very good season overall for Acuña, and it's been an even better stretch. The pitch inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Acuña had seen the batting average drip down into the 280s, and he's been able to bring it back up to .316. The 2-1. There's a pop-up right side down the right field line. A long run for the first baseman, Simonite. He reaches out and makes a great basket catch down the right side. And he hauls in the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. One out, bottom of the first inning. No score. And time call. Home plate umpire Jared Molman, I believe, asking for some rosin. For David Leao, rosin bag. Yep, that's exactly what it is. Rough Riders bat boy grabbing it. Evan Carter, 4-for-20 in the series with a home run and a couple RBIs. He's hitting .305 on the season. The Rough Riders have a cluster of three players in the top 10 in the league in batting average this year, it being the top three in the card today. Acuña, Carter, and Sujacy. Sujacy leading the way, hitting .317. The pitch. Bottom of the zone at the knees, a strike, and it's 0-1. Acuña then fifth, hitting .316, and then Carter is seventh, hitting .305. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball low of the zone, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders will try and get some runs off of David Leao today, the 26-year-old, 6'5", 250-pound left-hander. 0-2 outside. It's one ball and two strikes. He was a 38th rounder by the A's in 2019 out of Louisiana Tech. Known as a command guy. The 1-2. Swinging a foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes, and he's lived up to that. He's been a very effective ground ball pitcher throughout his minor league career. Likes to induce soft contact. Only 8 walks this season in 45 innings. The pitch. There's a swing and a hard line drive to right field right at Johnny Butler, and he makes the grab. 103 miles an hour off the bat from Evan Carter, but right at Butler. Two outs in the first inning for Thomas Sujacy. Leal is 3-2 this year with a 4.14 ERA. He's making his 19th appearance and his fifth start of the season. Two outs, bases clear, no score for the right-handed batting Sajac. The lefty's pitch. Top shelf, inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Leal today, it's Lazaro Armenteros in left, Denzel Clark in center, and Johnny Butler in right field. The 0-1 pick. Swinging a fly ball out to left field, pushing Armenteros back a couple steps, but he hasn't measured, and he puts it away off to his left side for the final out of the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. Top of the second inning coming up next, Frisco and Midland. Neither team has found the scoreboard yet. The Riders Baseball Network.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds meeting for the final game of this six-game series, and the Rough Riders held scoreless and down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. We go to the top of the second, no score. J.J. Shores leads it off against Dane Acker. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Schwarz is 5-for-12 in this series so far. The right-hander back into his windup in the first pitch home. A strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. Schwarz has hit 6 home runs this year. He's had a good series so far here. The 0-1. He is off the outer edge, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. He's 5-for-12 with 4 RBIs. Been a lot of really good offensive series up and down this Midland order. They've been very effective offensively all set. The 1-1. High and outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders have had a tough time on the pitching side of things in this series, a nearly 10 ERA. Midland tying the Rough Riders season high in terms of runs given up. The pitch, outside corner, 2-2. Last night, 16 runs on 18 hits, both tying season highs for the Rough Riders. Here's the wind and the 2-2. High and inside, 3-2. That's the good thing about baseball, is there's always tomorrow. Until there isn't, because we have the All-Star break tomorrow. Starting up, 4 games off. We'll be back on the road on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Amarillo, and then back home the following week against San Antonio. Acker looks over the top of his glove and fires home. Fouled back this way off to our right. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Schwarz. Leading things off at the top of the second, no score. One back in the payoff. Swinging a chopper, roll to the left side. So JC tries to pick. It's Acuna. It's short who's got it. He fires to first, and it's in time. And there's one away. Also, JC tried to pick it to his left. It was just under his glove, and Acuna was right there behind him, and he got it. And he was still able to fire to first in time to hit J.J. Schwarz. We're here on the top of the second inning. No score. Lazaro Armenteros steps in, and we're joined by a very special guest on our airwaves as time is called and the ball got loose out in left field. It's our special guest today from Ladder House Decor. How's it going?
Wonderful. How are y'all?
Good, good.
Awesome.
I understand we're going to be talking a little bit about the Purple Ribbon Mission.
Yes.
As the pitch misses outside. So for those who don't know, what exactly is the Purple Ribbon Mission?
What we do is we decorate the homes of survivors of domestic violence who transition from shelter life. Because when they transition out of the shelter, they basically don't have those basic needs that they need, like a mattress to sleep on, sheets, and their children don't have mattresses either. We bring that home feel to them after an extreme loss.
How did that get started?
I am a survivor myself, 12 years, and so I was sitting in counseling one day, and I was like, all of us had this similar experience where we experienced domestic violence, but there were things that were a little bit different as well. Some of them were financial abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, but there was one thing that was very common between us all. We were not able to take anything when we fled our abusers. So one thing, when I was sitting in that room full of women and as young as 17 up to 70 years old, what can I do to be an agent of change? And that's how Ladder House Decor was birthed.
Three balls, two strikes here on Armenteros. Acker deals with one out here in the second, and it's cut on and missed for strike three. So two down here in the second inning. We're joined by our friends at Ladder House Decor talking about the Purple Ribbon Mission, and it's obviously so important with this mission, as you talked about. But what is the most pressing need that you guys have right now?
Right now, funding. Fundraising is very important because a lot of people don't understand that domestic violence happens everywhere, and it could be in your backyard, it could be your neighbor, it could be your church member, it could be someone who's in the grocery line. Domestic violence is so close to us that we just kind of, you know, take it for granted, don't understand what the purpose is. You could be the demographics of somebody being a millionaire to someone who has $0 in their bank account can be a victim of domestic violence, and that's what we want to spread. We need funding to make sure that our mission of serving our clients with home decor and furnishings continues.
So how can people donate?
They can go to ladderhousedecor.org, and that's LATTERHOUSE decor.org. Click on the donate tab, and they can donate any amount. No dollar is too small. That's what we want to let people understand. If you $5 a month, if you just did $10 in one donation, that helps us get silverware. Because silverware is something that they need as well. People don't really understand it. They transition from the shelter life without anything other than maybe a blanket and maybe an air mattress. So giving, giving, giving is helping us continue the mission of what we have.
So, so important. It's 2-2 here on Will Simonite.
And Zelle and Cash App as well. I do apologize.
that works too. This one swung on and missed by Simonite, joined by our friends at Ladder House Decor talking about the Purple Ribbon Mission. Thanks so much for joining us. And
thank you
for coming on the broadcast.
We appreciate y'all's time. This has been a great experience.
Thank you. Awesome. Cool. Well, we'll take a break, come back for the bottom of the second after this scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The windback in the first pitch to Trevor Hover is low. It's one ball and no strikes in a scoreless game so far in this series finale. Our thanks to our friends at Ladder House Decor and the Purple Ribbon Mission for stopping by. The 1-0 is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Again, Purple Ribbon Mission is so important, providing non-cost furnishings and decor for survivors of domestic violence. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And if you are interested in finding out more information, or if you would like to donate, you can visit their website, ladderhousedecor.org. Our very immense thanks for them to stop by and hang out for a little bit. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, and Hover strikes out on four pitches to begin the second. First strikeout from David Leal, and Aaron Zavala stands in. We saw a lot of scoring in the ballgame yesterday, and it's been a pitcher's duel in the first two innings so far. Good inning for Dane Acker, striking out two in a 1-2-3 second inning. And now Zavala in from the left side. One back in the pitch. Swinging a line drive in a left field. That drops in for a base hit. Aaron Zavala goes to the opposite field. Picks up a single with one out, attacking the first pitch. On a fastball right down the heart of the plate. He was able to barrel it up the opposite way. Kellen Strom stands in now. We have been waiting for Aaron Zavala to break out, and you hope that that might be able to do it. Strom stands in from the right side. Bottom of the second, no score. With one out and a runner at first, the pitch. Check swing, inside, they appeal anyone around. It's 0-1. Well, the Texas Rangers pick is in. The fourth overall pick, they go with the outfielder out of Florida, Wyatt Langford, who a lot of people say could have gone with the first overall pick. He's that talented. Stretch in the 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. A lot of people thinking that Texas was going to pick Max Clark, the top outfield prospect out of the high school ranks, but he actually just went number 3 overall to the Tigers before the Rangers pick. The 1-1 is hit on the ground foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. So the Rangers go with the polished Florida outfielder. It'll be very interesting to see where Langford starts out in the Rangers organization. The last 2 years, obviously, the Rangers with their first-round picks have gone with pitchers in Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. The pitch inside, it's two balls and two strikes, and both of them were shut down for the rest of the year after they were selected. But Wyatt Langford had a monster season at Florida, hitting .373 with 21 homers over 64 games. Stretching the pitch is a chopper up the third baseline and foul. It's 2-2 still on Strom with 56 walks to 44 strikeouts. He had an over 1,200 OPS with the Gators. A lot of excitement surrounding Wyatt Langford, and he is now a Texas Rangers farmhand. This will be interesting to see where he slots in on the top 30 prospects. The throw goes over to first base and Zavala's back in. I think a lot of people were very excited with the number 4 overall pick no matter what, though. So very exciting to see Wyatt Langford go 4th overall to the Texas Rangers in the Major League Draft. The 2-2 is in off the end of the bat, a floater into shallow right field. It dunks in a base hit. Back-to-back one-out singles for the Rough Riders in the second inning. Aaron Zavala and Kellen Strom. This one was off the plate away on a breaking ball, and Strom just served it into right field the opposite way.
Josh Hatcher climbs to the plate now. He had a three-run home run in yesterday's game. In 11 games of the Rough Riders, he's hitting .308 this season. 12 for his first 39. A couple homers for him. Left-hander Leal from the stretch, the pitch. Swinging a line drive into right field. That falls in for a hit. Zavala up to third. He gets stopped, and the bases are loaded on three straight singles. A broken bat base hit for Hatcher out in front. Almost looked like a changeup on the outside edge. And Hatcher breaks the stick but picks up a hit. And three straight singles loads the bases for Scott Capers. Capers looking for his first hit in the series. Time call. The ball got loose again in the outfield. Leal ready from the stretch. Now the first pitch to Capers. Swing and a miss. First pitch change, and it's 0-1. No score. Bottom of the second inning. Leal stretches. And he lets it go. Inside. Count evens at one ball and one strike. There could be an opportunity. Langford could start here with the Rough Riders. We'll have to see. The 1-1 pitch. Swinging a drive in a left center field with eyes for the alley. It's down all the way near the warning track. Zavala scores. Strom in. And they stop Hatcher at third. It's a two-run double for Scott Capers. 2-0 Rough Riders.
Could really use that one. I mean, Capers didn't have an extra base hit ever since June 20th. And why not come back with a big double with the bases loaded, score a couple of runs?
Capers got off to such a fabulous start. And he's been scuffling recently, but that's a big hit. Nine-hole inning biggers. First pitch slides outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Biggers is 5 for 17 in this series with a homer, a double, and two RBIs. Leal stretches in the 1-0. Takes it on the outside edge, a strike, 1-1. Scott Capers with a two-run double, 2-0 Rough Riders in this second inning. Frisco scored first in yesterday's ball game in the second as well with the three-run homer for Hatcher. The pitch is cut on and missed, out in front on a change, and it's 1-2. So a good opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on a little bit more, especially with Biggers up and still just one out with two in scoring position. The infield is in for Midland, and then you have the top of the order and Luis Angel Acuña on deck. 1-2 offering, low and outside, two balls and two strikes. You're going to have to earn it against a guy like David Leal. He's not going to give you many free passes. We've seen that so far already. Opponents are hitting .299 against him, and the Rough Riders have four consecutive hits in this inning. The 2-2. Swinging a little looper off the end of the bat, foul over the top of the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager, Carlos Cardoza. Down the left field line, he runs down and grabs it. Toss it into the seats. 2-2 still on Bigger. The pitch, low and outside, three balls and two strikes. Biggers trying to protect here with 3-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat with Hatcher at third and Capers at second. The left-hander issues in. Swinging a drive to right center field, hanging up for Clark, and he makes the catch. Hatcher tags from third. He comes in to score with no throw, and the Riders lead 3-0. Sacrifice fly for Jax Biggers. Good productive baseball for the Rough Riders with runners in scoring position. Two outs in the inning, and Luis Angel Acuña makes his way to the plate. He fouled out to the first baseman, William Simonine, back in the first inning. Be very aware he likes to attack the first pitch. Here she comes. Inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuña has the most hits in the Texas League and the second most hits in the minors on the first pitch of an at-bat so far this year. He's been extremely aggressive and successful when he has. The pitch. He swings, chops it down the third baseline. It's foul. It's one ball and one strike. Acuña is hitting .463 when he puts the first pitch in play. Capers, catcher speed at second base. Leal ready from the stretch, the 1-1. Popped up foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Keeping an eye on the Major League Draft, Walter Jenkins goes fifth overall to the Twins out of South Brunswick High School in North Carolina. And Jacob Wilson, the son of Jack Wilson, is selected by the A's sixth overall out of Grand Canyon University. 1-2 on Acuña, Leal's pitch. Swinging a line drive down the right side, it's foul. There was a somewhat empty section with one fan sitting in the row, and the ball found that one fan. She had to get up out of her seat and run away from it. One ball and two strikes. Hit right in the seat where she was sitting. One ball and two strikes on Acuña. The pitch home. He swings, lines it into left field, down for a hit. Capers up to third, he gets the wave home. Armenteros throw to the plate, the slide, the tag, and they caught him. Oh, goodness. Molman, the home plate umpire, calls him out, and Carlos Cardoza runs down and starts arguing with Molman. It looked like for sure that he was safe. If you're watching on the stream, we'll take a look at the replay and see if he was safe or out. We get another look on Armenteros' throw to the plate. Oh, he's safe. Man, that's a bad call. All right, well, the Rough Riders score three times in the second. Top three coming up. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Dane Acker back to work in the third inning. 3-0 Rough Riders. His first pitch to Johnny Butler is flying to left field. Playable for Trevor Hover. Drifts back a couple steps, works to his right, makes the catch. And there's one out in the third inning on one pitch. Good start so far for Dane Acker. He has worked through the Rockhounds lineup one time, is not allowed a run. Two singles in the first inning and nothing else. And he's now retired five in a row. The Rough Riders scoring three runs last inning and lead it 3-0 into the third. Cooper Bowman is the batter, top of the lineup now for Midland. 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch breaking ball is outside and ball one. Should have been more than three runs. Scott Capers pretty clearly safe at home. An outfield assist goes to Lazaro Armenteros from left. The 1-0 pitch is high and tight. Ball two. Capers got his foot under the tag but was ruled out. The tough part is as a catcher, if he says anything to the umpire, he's got to come right back out and squat in front of the umpire and catch the very next half inning. 2-0 pitch fouled off of Capers for strike one. And so you don't want to risk losing some calls there, having some beef with the umpire who's going to be standing right behind you the rest of the game.
So I just went back during the break and watched it a couple times.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that his left foot skipped over home plate and never actually touched it.
Interesting.
Because he slid into the catcher's foot and it skipped off the foot.
2-1 is down and away. That's the other part, is I thought that the catcher Schwarz blocked his path. I mean, he hit Schwarz's foot on the slide as or maybe even before Schwarz even caught the ball. And you saw Jonah Heim recently called for blocking the plate when he wasn't even really close to blocking the plate. The 3-1 pitch grounded towards third over the bag, a fair ball into left field. It hits off the wall and stays near the left field line. It goes down as a double for Cooper Bowman. His third of the series. He's now 8-for-13 this week against the Rough Riders. So a one-out double for Cooper Bowman. Drew Swift follows him in the Midland lineup. With a 3-0 Rough Riders lead in the top of the third inning. But a fair point. I mean, if Capers did miss the plate with his foot, then sure, call him out. But I think his foot was there first. So if he caught the plate, then he's safe. And could have been interference from the catcher anyways. But at the end of the day, it's out. And now we play in the top of the third. Dane Acker from the stretch. The right-hander deals. Breaking ball hits the outside edge and strike one. Snaps a streak of five in a row retired by the young right-hander Acker. With one out and a runner at second, Acker is set. And his one-strike pitch to Drew Swift. A breaking ball swatted into center field. Carter races in, makes a running catch, coming straight back towards home plate. Cooper Bowman stays at second base. It's a line out to the center fielder. And there's two outs in the third. Brett Harris steps in for an at-bat with the Rockhounds putting a runner in scoring position, but yet to score so far. Two outs in the third inning. Acker, who was drafted by the Oakland Athletics in the fourth round 3 years ago, never did pitch for Midland or any Athletics minor league team for that matter. His first pitch into Midland's Brett Harris is on the outside edge for a strike. He was traded the next year after being drafted. Being drafted in 2020 meant you couldn't make your professional debut until 2021. And he did, but he was traded in February right before the season started. So he never did play for the A's. The 0-1 offering from Dane Acker. High and in. Ball one to Brett Harris, who backs away from it. So he's only played for the Rangers organization. Made his double-A debut last week in San Antonio, what turned out to be an 11-4 win for the Rough Riders. He went four innings in the contest, struck out five, allowing three runs. The 1-1 pitch from Acker into Brett Harris. A look over to second. In fact, he steps over his right leg and then looks the man at second. Bowman back to the bag. Bowman with a double earlier this inning, bookended by a pair of outs. Two flyouts. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Dane Acker. Harris takes it at the belt and called a ball. Maybe a bit outside. Two balls into one strike. It's a big pitch. A 1-1 count, meaning Acker's either going to get ahead or behind. And he does the latter on a borderline pitch. Called ball two from Jared Molman. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in left at Trevor Hover's spot. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It is a bit inside and high. And now ball three. 3-1 the count from Dane Acker, missing two pitches that were both close, if not strikes. Middle infield playing towards the middle, albeit not with a double play option or necessary. There's two outs, but they're playing towards the bag. Here's the 3-1, a grounder towards short, Acuna Fields on the second hop, wings it to first easily in time, and the inning is over. One hit, one left on, no runs for the Rockhounds in the third inning, and we are halfway through the third. It's 3-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Hey, guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Well, the Rough Riders coming back up after scoring three runs last inning. And rematching with David Leal in the third. 3-0 Rough Riders. Evan Carter, the number one prospect in the Rangers farm system, leads off for Frisco. Thomas Ajayi follows, and Trevor Hover after that. On a sunny Sunday afternoon, the pitch is grounded on the first one, foul at the first baseline. And 0-1 count to the left-hand hitter, Carter. Went 0-for-5 yesterday. He's had an up-and-down series, just 4-for-21. But his one out today was at 103 miles an hour, a line drive to the right fielder. Here's the one strike pitch from the lefty, Leal. It is slashed back up the middle, a grounder that sneaks into shallow center field past the diving Bowman, a base hit for Evan Carter. Bowman running for it. It wasn't hit very hard off the bat, and so he had a chance to take a lot of steps towards it, but it just was finessed in between him and Hernandez, the shortstop. And Evan Carter finds a hole for a seeing eye single.
So Evan Carter hits it at 103 off the bat and lines out to right field. And then he hits it at 75 out off the bat and picks up a base hit because baseball.
Because baseball. Well put. Thomas Ajayi climbs in. He swings to the first pitch and hits it hard to left field. A fair amount of carry. Now it dies in left field. Armentero circling it, makes the catch, coming back in on that ball late. And a banana route from Armenteros to come back for it. One away. Carter stays at first. Trevor Hover is next, who led off last inning when the Rough Riders scored three runs, the only run scored today for either team. Now, he started it with a strikeout, and then the Rough Riders went on to collect five hits in the inning and scored three. With one out and one on, the Owls' first delivery is outside on a slider and ball one. Hover 4-for-19 on the series, a double, a couple of home runs. Both on the same day back on Wednesday, albeit in a loss. The 1-0 pitch to Hover is a bit low. Two balls and no strikes to the left-hand hitter. The Rough Riders lost that Wednesday game despite Hover's heroics, then lost on Friday. Didn't play Thursday. Lost Friday, then won Friday in the doubleheader. The 2-0 pitch. Just outside, and Hover gets ahead, three balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders came back to tie the series on the latter half of the doubleheader, but then lost yesterday. So 3-2 is the record for Midland. They have the lead. Frisco could split it if they win today, ending the series. 3-0 pitch is over the plate in strike one from David Leal. His third appearance against Frisco, one of them earlier this series. He has a decision in each of his appearances against the Rough Riders. Had a win in relief back on May 4th and a save 4 days ago. 2 1/3 innings to close the game. Hitters count. A throw over to first. Carter is back. 3-1 to Hover with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Leal had not allowed an earned run in 7 innings against the Rough Riders until he did so last inning. The 3-1 pitch. Hover hacks at it, fouling it off his hands and to the third base side. Just grazing his knuckles almost. And strike two on Trevor Hover. 3-2. He did draw a walk yesterday, but didn't get a hit. Started a new on-base streak. He had just snapped a 15-game stretch, reaching base in every game the prior day. And starts a new streak yesterday. Trying to get aboard again here today. In his second plate appearance. 3-2, one out. Here's the pitch. Hover fouls it right back again and remains a 3-2 count. See if Carter's off of the pitch here. He was not going on that first 3-2 delivery. He is 10 for 16 on stolen bases this year. There is only one out, so you have to be worried about a swing and a miss and a throw down. Here is the payoff pitch to Trevor Hover. He takes a hack and misses. Carter was not going on the play, and he's still at first. Strike three on Trevor Hover. On a 7-pitch punch out, Aaron Zavala is next. He only took one pitch in the second inning, swatted it to left for a base hit, and scored the first of 3 runs last inning. The Rough Riders lead this ballgame 3-0 in the third. 2 down, man at first for Frisco. Carter's now going in the first pitch. It's high. Carter dives in head first ahead of the tag. May have come off the bag. He did. And he is out at second base. Felix Neon saying off the bag and ruled out. Carter disagrees with it, as does Carlos Cardoza, the manager, who sprints from the third base coaching box and discussing matters with Felix Neon, who ejected John Goble yesterday. And they're saying he may have pushed Evan Carter off the bag. But either way, it ends the inning on a caught stealing. So Frisco has just the minimum come to the plate in the third, no runs in, and still leading 3-0 into the fourth. Pitching change for the Rough Riders. Justin Slayton enters when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Justin Slayton enters this ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders, relieving Dane Acker, who goes 3 innings in his start for Frisco and 3 scoreless innings for the Rough Riders, who lead it 3-0 over the Midland Rockhounds. Slayton's 18th appearance enters the fourth inning. His first pitch to Hernandez is fouled away. Through 3 innings from Riders Field, the Midland Rockhounds with no runs on 3 hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with 3 runs on 6 hits and no errors. Daryl Hernandez is 1-for-1 on the day, a single back in the first. The 0-1 pitch to Hernandez is hit towards right center field. That gets down in front of Strom for a base hit, one hopping the right fielder. And Daryl Hernandez now has two hits on the day and is 6-for-8 since yesterday. Singling to right field. And a man on for Denzel Clark. Justin Slayton trying to keep that ERA where it's at. 1.54 on the season. A 1-1 record for the right-hander in 23 innings. 33 strikeouts. His first pitch to Denzel Clark is low for a ball. Want to know the count to the right-hand hitter and center fielder. Former third-round pick, Justin Slayton. Native of Longview, Texas. And played at University of New Mexico. A 1-0 delivery to Denzel Clark. He's on the inside corner, slots in the fastball to even the count at 1-1. Runner at first for the Rockhounds, 3-0 Frisco in the fourth inning. J.J. Schwarz is on deck for Midland. Slayton's 1-1 pitch is taken. This one for a strike again, and it's 1-2. Slayton's most recent appearance was against Midland a couple days ago. Third appearance of the series for Justin. His 1-2 pitch is hit back over his head, caught by Biggers, throws back to first, not in time for the double play. But Jax Biggers catching a line drive on a softly hit looper off the bat of Denzel Clark. Goes down as an L4 in the book, and Daryl Hernandez diving back into first just barely to avoid the 4-3 twin killing. J.J. Schwarz is the batter with one out. Slayton pitching the sixth inning a couple days ago in the latter half of a doubleheader. Didn't allow a run in one inning. This pitch to J.J. Schwarz. A check swing. It was outside. He did not go. Pitched the eighth inning in the game two affair of this series. Also did not allow a run or a hit. So two scoreless innings this series for Justin Slayton. His 1-0 delivery, breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike. One ball, one strike to J.J. Schwarz. One on, one out for the Rockhounds. 3-0 Frisco in the top half of the fourth inning, under the sun, poking out even more than it was. Slayton looking in, and his 1-1 delivery to Schwarz will come after a throw to first. And Hernandez dives back. Schwarz at the plate, a .224 average. Got drafted three times. The A's were the last of those three and now an Oakland Athletic farmhand. Once out of high school and twice out of college. The runner starts to go on the 1-1. Great jump from Hernandez. The throw is still close, but not in time. Excellent throw back from Scott Capers because he actually made it close at second base, but Hernandez had a ridiculous jump starting to run even before Slayton was delivering. And a stolen base for Daryl Hernandez. So he's in scoring position with one out for the Rockhounds. They need three runs to tie just in the fourth inning here. Pitch is outside to J.J. Schwarz. And now Slayton falls behind. Three balls and one strike. Daryl Hernandez picking up his seventh steal of the season. 10 attempts. 3-1 the count to Schwarz. Slayton comes back and misses outside ball four. So now two runners aboard for the Rockhounds. It is the first walk today for the Rough Riders, which was the thorn in Frisco's side yesterday. A franchise record 14 walks in yesterday's affair. And it took three innings now into the fourth to get one of those today, which is good, but don't want to start that floodgates now. And one walk here, a mound visit immediately following. With Justin Slayton discussing things with Scott Capers and Jax Biggers. Tying run coming to the plate in the form of Lazaro Armenteros, the left fielder who struck out against Dane Acker. A good day for Dane Acker. He goes three innings. Slayton is the first one out of the bullpen to replace him. He allowed three hits, did Acker. No runs, no walks, three strikeouts. And lowers his ERA just about three full points to 3.86. Just his second appearance at the AA level. Slayton's first pitch, Armenteros grounds it over him, fielded by Bigger, steps on the bag, has time to first, double play completed. A 6-3 twin killing, and the inning concludes one pitch after the mound visit. Justin Slayton faces just one over the minimum with one hit, one left on, and no runs in for the Rockhounds partway through the fourth inning. It's 3-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at ZenoDallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
First batter here at the bottom of the fourth inning is Aaron Zavala. 3-0 Frisco. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, David Leal returns the slab for the Midland Rockhounds. A lefty-lefty pairing, and his first pitch to Zavala is hit off the hands of Popper to short, fielded by Hernandez in the air. He catches easily and puts away Aaron Zavala on a pop-out. That only got about 30 feet in the air. Hung up there, and Hernandez puts it away. So one pitch, one out for Leal on his 50th pitch of the day. And he has allowed three runs all in the second inning and then faced the minimum last inning in the third. And good start to the fourth. Kellen Strom's first pitch inside to Kellen. And ball one to the backstop. So 3-0 Frisco in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders in their throwback unis today, which they wear every Sunday. We'll have to wait a couple weeks to see these unis again. The All-Star break this week, and then a three-game weekend series on the road. The 1-0 pitch to Strami is hit high and foul over the right side. One ball, one strike with one out, and the base is empty. The Rough Riders then will have the Monday off following that three-game series and then play at home on Tuesday, July 18th. That's the next home game after today, starting a six-game series. The 1-1 pitch is hit hard to left field. Armentero starts back and then stops as plenty of room makes the catch. Off the end of the bat from Strom, who made decent contact, but not enough of the thick of the barrel. He's out number two. Josh Hatcher follows him in the Rough Riders lineup. Hatcher one for one today. On a base hit. Back in the second inning on the first pitch he saw. He ended up scoring the third and final run of that inning. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. He's on the outside corner, a strike. 3-0 Rough Riders trying to come back from a blowout loss yesterday. They could still split the series if they win today. A one strike pitch. Similar spot, just a little lower in ball one. Hatcher a three-run home run yesterday. That put the Rough Riders up 3-0. Same score they have now. The Rough Riders did not hold on to that lead. A 1-1 pitch is hit hard to center field. Chasing Clark towards the left center gap. He has just enough time to race there, get in front, catch it, and the inning is done. Three up, three down on three balls caught in the air. And David Leal cruises through the fourth. We're on to the fifth inning in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders lead it 3-0. You'll hear the play-by-play of Zach Bigley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Right at the top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Rockhounds in this series finale in the final game of the quote-unquote first half. Right before the All-Star break, Justin Slayton back out for his second inning of work after relieving Dane Acker in his start. William Simonite in the eighth spot stands in for the right side in the first pitch. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 3-0 thanks to a two-run double from Scott Capers and a sac fly from Jax Biggers, all three runs coming in the second. Ball got loose in left center field off the berm, and Evan Carter runs over and grabs it, and and it was dropped by the fan. It goes on the other side of the fence on top of the wall, and Evan gives the come on. All right, they got it. They're good to go. Slayton ready from the stretch in the 1-0. It's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Slayton allowed a couple base runners in the fourth inning. He got a double play behind him. Right-hander's 2-0. A curveball in the inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. A great job by Dane Acker in his three innings of work. He allowed just three hits, shut out baseball, struck out three as well. Didn't walk anybody. The pick. Outside. It's three balls and one strike. And if you're wondering why Dane Acker only went three innings in his start, that was planned. Acker is still trying to work his way back from an injury he suffered in spring training. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball low and away. Actually, that was the cutter, and it's three balls and two strikes. Acker, his career long is 4 2/3 innings. That happened earlier this year. He really hasn't thrown a lot. Today was just his 19th career start. Drafted back in 2020. The payoff. Swinging a fly ball to right center field. Kellen Strom eases back a couple steps, and the right center fielder, or the right fielder, I should say, makes the catch. And there's one away.
So you said the fans dropped the ball in left center field. Carter threw it, hit the top of the wall on the other side of the fence. Did you see how they grabbed it?
No.
Well, it's a chain link fence, right? And the ball is tantalizingly on the top of the wall, but on the other side of the chain link fence. So it's just sitting there right in front of them, but they can't, unless they jump over the fence, they can't get it.
There's 9-0 hitting Johnny Butler in the pitch. Curveball bends in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
So they do the classic thing where you reach through, grab the ball, move it up a couple inches, stick your other hand through the chain link, grab it, move it a couple inches, stick your other hand to the top of the chain link, and move it up the top of the fence.
The pitch is a fastball low and away, and it's 1-1. I was afraid you were going to say they dangled one of the kids over, holding him by his ankles.
That would have been quicker, but more dangerous.
And Evan Carter's having to grab a kid who fell on the warning track.
Right.
The 1-1, swing and a miss and a high fastball, 1-2.
That brings you back to your old days playing wiffle ball or, you know, the tennis ball, baseball, and you lose it over the neighbor's yard, but you don't want to jump over and get the bulldog angry from the neighbors you're reaching through or don't want to jump over the fence, you know.
What kind of neighborhood did you live in?
A tough one, you know.
The pitch is a check swing. They appeal. He went around. It kicks away from Capers to his left. He fires to first, and it's not in time. So Johnny Butler strikes out but reaches on the wild pitch. It's the first strikeout for Justin Slayton. Kicked away from Capers off to his left side. Got about 30 feet away from home plate, and Capers had to go grab it. And a long throw. Even longer. So runner at first base with one out, and Cooper Bowman stands in. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0 Rough Riders. The pitch home. Outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. All right, I got an error grievance, Josh, that I think you're going to agree with.
Okay.
Being from the state where we are.
Which one is that?
Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Outside, and it's 1-1. That's the state of Oregon.
Mm.
Okay. People need to learn how to pronounce the state of Oregon. Specifically, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. Slayton is ready from the stretch in the 1-1. There's a pop-up on the infield. Acuna at short. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Two outs here in the fifth inning. Runner at first, 3-0 Rough Riders. Drew Swift is the batter for Midland. So Noble Meyer was selected in the draft earlier today. The 10th overall pick by the Miami Marlins. He's out of Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon. And the commissioner of baseball said Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. And they're being nice. I feel like it was even worse than that.
The pitch, runner takes off. It's flicked foul into the netting right side. It's 0-1. I will never understand a commissioner ever mispronouncing a player's name, let alone mispronouncing a state. Like, that's crazy. I don't understand why you don't take the commissioner and be like, all right, you're going to be on television, especially in football.
Yeah.
You're going to be on television in front of millions of people. Let's go over all the pronunciations of the guys. Make sure you got everything correct. It's ridiculous. Because then for the rest of that kid's life, he's going to have to watch that clip.
Right.
Here's the stretch, and Slayton, the 0-1. High and inside, it's 1-1.
Does any other state get mispronounced as often as
Nevada,
Oregon?
Nevada, probably.
Nevada. But, I mean, those are like Colorado. I even hear people from Colorado say Colorado. Like, there's a 50-50. Nevada. I feel like people will say it different ways even from there.
The 1-1. High and inside. It's 2-1 on Swift.
I mean, most people say Nevada. I mean, I would say Nevada.
Nevada and Colorado.
Sure. But even Nevada's not that. That's a little weird, actually. I don't love that. But I don't hear it that often. Oregon. Come on, now.
It's just incorrect. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Strike outside corner. Throw to first. It's not in time. It's 2-2 on Swift with two outs. Chalk it up to East Coast bias.
Yeah. They're sleeping on Oregon out here.
Slayton ready in the 2-2. We'll have to wait. A throw goes over to first again. Not in time. Swift is 0-2 with a couple outs to the center fielder, Evan Carter.
It's been funny. I mean, a few times in the draft, MLB or otherwise, you see a late draft pick, a nobody, had their name mispronounced, but they become a star player. Forever gets on the highlight.
The 2-2, a swing and a miss for strike three. The throw down to second doesn't matter. That's the third out. Johnny Butler didn't know it. He started running to third, and he realized, oh, that's out number three. So the second strikeout of the inning for Slayton. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Bottom five coming up, 3-0 Riders. The Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. It's a 3-0 lead for the Rough Riders, and Durbin Feltman takes over for David Leal in the fifth. First pitch to Scott Capers. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. So Feltman is the new pitcher for the Rockhounds. Leal allows three runs, all earned over his four innings of work. 1-0 is inside, it's 2-0. Capers delivered the big two-run double for the Rough Riders back in the second inning. A three-run second for Frisco. Feltman's pitch. Fastball rides down and in, and it's 3-0 on Capers. Leal's final line, the three runs on six hits over the four innings. Struck out two and didn't walk a batter. Feltman the pitch. Inside edge of strike, 3-1. A Conroe, Texas native, 26-year-old right-hander out of TCU. Feltman released by the Red Sox organization earlier this year where he was pitching for AAA Worcester. He's been very good with Midland so far this year. The pitch is fouled back this way and over our heads. 3-2. 3-0 with a 1.95 ERA so far for Feltman. 29 strikeouts in 27 and two-thirds innings. Payoff pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to short. Backhanded snap Hernandez up to his feet, and he throws out Scott Capers. A one away on a really nifty play from Hernandez. Right at the tip of his glove. Outstretched to the backhand side on his knees, he was able to get up and throw him out. Ball was hit 104 miles an hour off the bat from Scott Capers. He ends up without a base hit. The pitch. Outside corner, it's 0-1. Biggers a sacrifice fly back in the second. 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth. The pitch. Inside. Ball and a strike on Biggers. Rough Riders having a great outing overall for their two pitchers so far in this game. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line. It is foul. Down the right side, nearly stayed fair. Biggers nearly had his second homer of the series and his third in the last week and a half. Instead, it's 1-2. That one was right down the middle, and he just turned on it too much. Had the distance. Didn't have the direction. A 1-2 now on the Riders' second baseman. Wyatt Sparks is loosening in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the left field line. Just added today. The 1-2. There's a pop-up. Left side, foul territory. Brett Harris, the third baseman, to the warning track, and he watched it go four rows deep. A foul ball. One ball and two strikes still on Biggers. Dane Acker, three shutout innings, a couple relief outings, or innings, I should say, scoreless for Justin Slayton, is coming off a game in which the Riders allowed 16 runs last night. The 1-2. Down low and inside, and it's two balls and two strikes on Biggers, so great to see from the Rough Riders pitching. And quite frankly, much needed. The positive you can take from this series, and really the whole month of July so far, is the Rough Riders are hitting the ball out of the ballpark at a much better rate. This man included with two homers in July. The 2-2. It foul back behind home plate. Still two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders have 11 home runs this month. That's tied for fourth in the Texas League in the eight games so far. So 11 home runs in eight games. They still are averaging under a homer a game on the season. The pitch. Ground ball foul up the first base side. It's still 2-2 on Biggers with one out and the bases clear. No, make it 3-0 our score in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders had done very well at the beginning of this season, though, was steal a lot of bases. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive to second, up and over Bowman. It's into right field. It finds the grass, and Jax Biggers has himself a base hit. A single into right field. There's Luis Angel Acuna, who's 1-for-2. Single to left field. That base hit for Acuna extended his hitting streak to 13 games. 3-0 Frisco, bottom half of the fifth. Acuna's really been the only one who's been stealing bases this month. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Strike on the upper edge inside corner, it's 0-1. The Rough Riders were second in the league in stolen bases to these Midland Rockhounds. For most of the season, they've only stolen 4 bases in the last 8 games, and they've slipped down to 5th in the Texas League in steals. The 0-1, Acuna swings, sprays it in the air down the right field line and foul, and it's 0-2. Acuna has just had a wonderful season. Great series as well. He's 12-for-23 in this series. Runner takes off and a balk. Feltman lifted up his leg and then he heard runner. And he turned back to try to throw. And Biggers does not get credit for a steal. He gets balked to second base. Right on cue. He's in scoring position, though, for Acuna. 0-2 on him. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Low and outside. Misses with a heater at 94, and it's 1-2. Acuna nearly had an RBI single in the second. Scott Capers was thrown out at the plate, trying to score from second base. Feltman looks back towards second. Biggers dancing off his second base. He steps off and looks him back into the bag. Slight pull side shift on the Riders, or I should say on the Midland infield for the Riders shortstop. 1-2, runner goes, swinging a roller out to short. Hernandez charges, picks, fires on the run. Close play, but it's in time. And there are 2 outs. Biggers down to third base on the play. That brings Evan Carter to the plate, who's 1-for-2.
For all the talk you've had about how few stolen bases the Rough Riders had, they haven't helped their case. Biggers has taken off on 2 pitches, and gotten a second, gotten a third, but he doesn't get a steal for either one of them with a balk and then technically advancing on the ground now.
So they're trying.
They're trying.
First pitch to Carter. He swings, fouls it back into the catcher, Schwarz's glove. It's 0-1.
He's trying to steal home, and then it's a wild pitch. He comes home, and it's a reverse Ellie De La Cruz. He didn't steal second, didn't steal third, didn't steal home, but he scores all in one inning on attempted steals.
Oh, I was going to say, if you don't add attempted steals, I think that's happened a lot.
Okay.
The pitch is fouled back again into Schwarz's glove, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
What an electric player, Ellie De La Cruz. He's just 21. Evan Carter is the only player younger than him on this Rough Riders team. The 0-2. Pop up back this way, and that's over our head as well. Man's right above us. Still 0-2. Carter, as we talked about earlier, a 102 mile per hour line drive out to right field, and then a ground ball that just squibbed through back up the middle at 75 miles an hour off the bat for a base hit. 0-2 pitch. High. Ball and 2 strikes on the Riders center fielder and Rangers number 1 prospect, but will he be the number 1 prospect when the new rankings come out after Wyatt Langford was taken with the 4th overall pick by the Rangers? The 1-2. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow right field. Butler coming in. He's under it. And he puts it away for the final out of the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left at third. 3-0 Frisco. Top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, Brett Harris to lead it off for the Midland Rockhounds. It's 3-0 Rough Riders out in front of this series finale in Frisco, Texas. It's the Double-A debut for Reed Burlingmeyer, the Normal, Illinois native, making his Rough Riders debut today. First pitch is outside to Brett Harris, and it's one ball and no strikes. Burlingmeyer, the 26-year-old, 5'10", 210-pounder, originally a 28th-round pick of these Oakland Athletics, parent club of the Rockhounds, the 1-0. Fastball dots the outer edge of strike, and it's 1-1. Made it up to high A, and then in 2022 he was released, played independent baseball. The 1-1 outside. It's 2-1, and then signed by the Rangers organization this year in June. Pitched with high A, Hickory made 7 appearances for the Crawdads. He readies in the 2-1. Fouled straight back. 2-2, a 4.22 earned run average. 14 strikeouts in 10 2/3 innings. And the Rough Riders needed some pitching help here in this series finale, and both he and Wyatt Sparks were called up to help relieve. 2-2. One went outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on the third baseman Harris to start things off in the sixth inning with the Rough Riders out in front, 3-0. Burlingmeyer ready from the stretch, and he deals in the 3-2. Foul back again. It's still 3-2. Drafted out of the University of Illinois Chicago, UIC. Had a good career there. He's ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way. Fouled away again off to the right side. Still 3-2. Over the course of his career, a 3.84 ERA. Finished his last season 10 games in 2018, a 2.12 earned run average. The payoff. Low and outside for ball 4. Just the second walk by the Rough Riders pitching staff today. Leadoff man aboard in the sixth inning for Daryl Hernandez. 3-0 Frisco. Hernandez is 2-for-2. He has 2 of the 3 hits so far today for the Rockhounds. Quick throw over to first, not in time. Harris diving back in dramatically, laying there. He's 6-for-7 in steals this year. Double play depth for the Rough Riders infield up the middle. First pitch to Hernandez. Fastball whacked foul right side. It's 0-1. Such a gorgeous day on this Sunday, getting some relief from the heat that has engulfed this area over the last couple weeks. It was 87 degrees at first pitch. It's been very comfortable today. The 0-1. Check swing on a pitch just outside. He didn't go. 1 ball and 1 strike on Hernandez. Currently 85 here in Frisco. Just a perfect day, especially in the shade. It's Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company here in Frisco. The 1-1. In the air, down the right field line. Kellen Strom over towards the line. He's got a beat on it. He makes the one-handed grab. One out, and Denzel Clark stands in. 3-0 Frisco, top of the sixth with a runner at first. So it's Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. And there are mechanical dinosaurs on the concourse area. A lot of dino themes throughout the park. If you look down, or if we look down off to our right, towards the entertainment tunnel on the first base side. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Denzel Clark. Fastball rides to the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1.
There are three inflatable dino costumes, or people, I should say, in dino costumes.
I mean, you weren't wrong to begin with, but yeah.
Just hanging out, watching the game in the entertainment tunnel. The pitch is a check swing roller, third base side and foul. It's 0-2.
I don't know what it is about those. They are so funny.
Oh, man. If you're watching on the stream, there they are.
But some sort of game going on next half inning. I don't know what it is in between innings.
But I'm excited for it.
They'll be running around.
Whatever it is, I'm ready. 0-2. The stretch, and the right-hander, after a long hold, kicks it home. Swinging a ground ball, left side, past Acuna. It's into left field, a base hit. On an 0-2 pitch, a slider at the bottom of the zone, and Clark hits the ball really hard. He hit it 108 off the bat, bounced it through the left side of the Rough Riders infield. A runner's at first and second, and one out for J.J. Schwartz. All-Star break coming up this week. Looking forward to some time off, and it's always good for these guys to step away from baseball for a little bit. Get to hang out with friends and family and catch up on some sleep. Part of that's the most important thing. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1.
Wait, there's time to sleep during the baseball season?
Only during the All-Star break.
I guess that's the one time. You really got to stack up, hibernate a little bit.
The one break you have of more than 2 days. You have 2 two-day breaks over the whole course of the season. Stretch of the pitch. Ground ball foul. Pass Bobby Crosby, the third base coach and manager, and it's 0-2.
Already done those.
Already gotten through those. And then only 1 day breaks throughout the rest of the season after the All-Star break.
You've gone 12 games in 12 days, concluding today. It's been quite the stretch.
So you want to be a professional baseball player. Better have some good stamina.
Yeah.
Burlingmeier ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Just low and away. 96-mile-an-hour fastball just missing. He's not getting the benefit of the doubt from home plate umpire Jared Molman. Reed Burlingmeier, he readies the 1-2. Pop foul right side. It's still 1-2. Rough Riders, if they win this series, they'll split the series. 3 games apiece. Haven't won or lost a series in a long while. A lot of splits. The 1-2. Away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Time called, and Schwarz steps out.
More splits than a Andy's custard shop. Something. I don't know. There's some joke in there. I didn't think about it. Just came to me.
Five splits?
Yeah. Okay. Was that not clear?
More splits than a bad bowling team.
There you go. I'm
not a bowling guy. I don't.
Okay. 10-7 split.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah.
2-2. Inside, it's three balls and two strikes.
I've already set a franchise record. Most splits in a row out of the Rough Riders.
Their franchise records all over the place.
A whopping four. But that's more than they ever had, 20 years in the franchise. I'm sorry for the dad joke.
3-2. Swing and a miss. He got it. First career double-A strikeout for Reed Burlingmeier. Two outs and Lazaro Armentero stands in. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. Armenteros is 0-2, stands in from the right side, grounded into a double play back in the fourth. First pitch, just inside, it's one ball and no strikes.
Good to see him put him away with the strikeout, because he had trouble, a couple 0-2 counts. Have to have put away stuff to get strikeouts and to finally get Schwarz on the swing and a miss. Good to see from Burlingmeier.
The 1-0. Top shelf. Strike with a slider. It's 1-1. Just gets harder and harder at every level you progress upwards to put away hitters. Picks up that first career double-A strikeout. Runners remain at first and second. 3-0 Frisco with two down at the top of the sixth inning. 1-1. Little roller out in front of home. Right back to the mound. Burlingmeier collects, fires onto first, and retires Armenteros to complete the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left stranded in the sixth. Bottom half of the sixth inning coming up next. It's the Rough Riders 3 and the Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sejacy starts it off in the home half of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders, leading 3-0. Frisco with all their runs in the second. Couple flyouts to left field for Sejacy. Right-handed batter stands in. First pitch. Inside edge, a strike from Feltman, and it's 0-1 on the Riders' third baseman, who's riding an eight-game hitting streak coming into this one. 0-1 pitch. There's a drive to left field. Forget about it. It's gone. Thomas Sejacy, his 13th of the season to lead the club. 105 miles an hour off the bat, 370 feet into the in-touch home run terrace. And the Rough Riders now lead 4-0. A no doubter from Sejacy. And now Trevor Hover, the pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. making a 9-game hitting streak for Sajacy. And he has been a monster on the offensive side. The 0-1. Just outside, it's one ball and one strike on Hover. During the 8 games of the hitting streak, hitting .448 with a nearly 1,200 OPS. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. 1-2. Just add another home run to the ledger. 9 home runs in his last 29 games. The 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle, and that sneaks through into right center. It's a base hit for Trevor Hover, and the Rough Riders get back-to-back hits to start off the sixth inning. Four nothing Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth. Trevor Hover continues his hot hitting as well. He's 1-for-3 today, and he's hitting over 300 over the last month. The pitch. Down the heart of the plate, a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders' offense has been very good recently. Fortunately, it's the pitching staff that struggled a little bit, especially here in this series, but they've been great today. The 0-1. Ripped foul left side. 0-2. Rough Riders pitching staff shutout baseball. Only 5 hits allowed through 6 innings. The offense, 4 runs on 9 hits. Right-hander ready from the stretch. The 0-2 will have to wait a quick throw over to first. Hover back in. He's only had 1 steal this year, and it was on the back end of a double steal. Still counts. It's his only attempt as well. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball. Foul up the first base side, and it's 0-2 still. Zavala 1-for-2 today. He's singled back in the second inning. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. As the right-hander's 0-2. Dips low of the zone and inside, and it's 1-2. Still nobody out in this sixth inning. Rough Riders needed this kind of game after last night. It was just a really tough ball game for Frisco. 16-4 defeat. Second longest game of the year. 1 minute under the longest. The pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2. 3 hours and 28 minutes. Today, leading 4-0. Feltman ready. And the right-hander brings it home. Way high, all the way back to the backstop. That allows Hover to move up to second base on the wild pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Zavala. Time called, and Zavala steps out. Zavala sitting on 3 home runs this season with Frisco. 2-2 on the way. Check swing, and he went around on a high fastball for strike 3. Zavala down on strikes, and there's 1 away in the sixth inning. First strikeout for Durbin Feltman in relief. Kellen Strom stands in. He's 1-for-2. The Rough Riders have 9 hits as an offense. Every single hitter has 1 hit in the order. You don't see that very often. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a little roller out behind home. And it's a foul ball. It's 0-1. In fact, I can't remember the last time I've seen that, where the first 9 hits of a game come from individually each hitter in the Rough Riders order, or in any order, for a matter of fact. Full team effort today. Strom's one hit was a single back in the second. 0-1 pitch. A check swing roller down the third base side. Harris a tough play. He picks it. Whoa! And Hover slides in safely right behind him. Aggressive base running for Trevor Hover. Heading from second to third on a little ground ball to third base. Harris didn't realize he was coming until he turned around and he slid in right behind him. A risky play for Trevor Hover, but he gets in there safely, and it's a base hit for Kellen Strom. Man. Nifty base running from Hover.
It's important to communication. I mean, I don't think Hernandez was talking with Harris, because if he had known, he could have gotten Hover out, but didn't know.
Now Josh Hatcher. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. So runners on the corners for the Rough Riders in one out, trying to add on to their already 4-0 lead. Hatcher singled to right field back in the second. He had a 3-run homer yesterday. And he has two ducks on the pond again here in the sixth inning. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. And it's 0-2 to the former Mississippi State and Kennesaw State product. 10 hits now for the Rough Riders on the offensive side. Feltman readies. He brings in the 0-2. Swinging a bouncer, right side, gets through into right field, a base hit. Hover comes in to score. Strom goes first to third. It's 5-0 Riders. RBI single for Josh Hatcher on an 0-2 pitch. Chopped a fastball through the right side at the bottom of the zone, and he picks up the RBI base hit. Still runners on the corners in one out, and that's going to do it for Durbin Feltman. Bobby Crosby out of the dugout, and he's going to go get the right-hander out of his bullpen. It's Jorge Juan, who will exit the bullpen down the right field line for Midland. 5-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the sixth inning with runners on the corners and one out. We'll step aside and return to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jorge Juan out of the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds. Rough Riders with two runs in this sixth inning. They lead it by a score of 5-0. Scott Capers will make his way to the plate for the Rough Riders. Juan takes over for Durbin Feltman, who is still responsible for Strom at third and Josh Hatcher at first base. Pitching change brings in the 6'8" right-hander, 24 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. He readies from the stretch and brings in the first pitch. Down and away in the dirt. Schwarz backhands, and it's one ball and no strikes. Scott Capers with a two-run double back in the second and grounded out to shortstop at 104 miles per hour exit velocity. Hit the ball hard twice today. Juan stretches in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Jorge Juan making his second appearance in this series. He had dominated at High A Lansing with an 0.63 ERA in his nine appearances. 28 strikeouts over his 14 and a third innings, but he hasn't been able to match those numbers here in Double A. A 4.20 ERA. The 1-1. Just outside. It's two balls and one strike. One pitched in game three of the series. Here's the stretch. The 2-1. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. Beg your pardon, game one of the series. He allowed two runs on three hits over an inning. He did not face Scott Capers. The 3-1. Pop up right side and foul, and it's 3-2. 5-0 Rough Riders. Runners on the edges. And just one out in this sixth inning. Jax Biggers is on deck. Juan ready from the stretch, and time call by Capers. He steps out. A bit of a height disparity with Capers, who stands at 5'11", and Juan, who stands at 6'8". The 3-2, runner takes off. It's low, ball four. Bases loaded for Jax Biggers. 5-0 Frisco, bottom half of the sixth inning. And as we say almost every time, the Rough Riders have the bases loaded. Frisco has 7 grand slams this year. Jax has one of them. He hit it in Amarillo in April. First pitch. Check swing and a ball that gets away from Shores to his left. Strom coming in from third, and he touches the plate. It's 6-0. A wild pitch adds to the Rough Riders' lead. Hatcher moves to third, Capers to second. And Jax Biggers has two in scoring position now. Infield comes in for the Rockouts. 6-0 Riders. Juan delivers the 1-0. Swinging a drive out to right field. Hanging up in the air for Butler. Charging in. Makes the catch. Hatcher tags from third. The throw home. Not in time. Hatcher slides in safely. Sacrifice fly for Jax Biggers. His second of the game. His second RBI. Capers moves to third on the throw. And the Rough Riders now lead 7-0. Off the end of the bat from Biggers. Butler able to make the catch, charging in. And a strong throw, but just a little bit late. Top of the order now in Luis Angel Acuña. First pitch. Way outside to the backstop again, and that brings Capers home from third. Another wild pitch, and it's 8-0 Rough Riders. A sloppy inning for Midland. 8-0 Frisco. Bases clear, the pitch. Acuña swings and misses. 97-mile-an-hour fastball down and in. 1-1 to the Riders shortstop, who's 1-for-3 today with a single to left field. The 1-1. Bounces in the dirt again. And it's 2-1. Man, he's spiking fastballs into the dirt. Juan just doesn't have it today. Acuña ahead of the count, 2-1. 5 runs in the inning for the Rough Riders, leading 8-0 now. 2-1. Hard line drive right to the second baseman, Bowman. He's got it down to a knee, out of the air, and makes the catch for the final out of the sixth inning. But a very fruitful one for the Rough Riders. They get 5 runs across on 4 base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top 7 coming up, 8-0. Frisco leads it. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders in good position here into the seventh inning. Reed Burlingmeyer's first pitch of the seventh. It's the outside corner for a strike to Will Simonite. And we're underway in the seventh. Through six innings, the Rockhounds with no runs on five hits and no errors. Here's the 0-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Two strikes from Reed Burlingmeyer to start the seventh inning. The Rough Riders with eight runs on 11 hits, no errors. So an eight-run lead for Frisco in the series finale, putting it back to even .500 record since the midway point and split the series. The 0-2 pitch from Burlingmeyer is a high chopper toward short. Acuna waits on it. Fields has time, throws to first. And Simonite is out by a couple of steps, a 6-3 ground out, one away. Johnny Butler is next after the ground ball to Acuna, who's played really well at shortstop of late. Luis Angel making flashy plays, making the routine plays. He hasn't committed an error since June 20th, and that wasn't even at shortstop. He was getting his first start at center field that day. So he hasn't committed an error at shortstop since June 13th. First pitch from Burlingmeyer to Butler is cut on and missed, down and in. Gibson a chase. Been almost a full month since Acuna's last error at short. He's been pretty much an everyday player there. A few games, three of them at center field, but mostly at shortstop. The 0-1 is fouled off of Capers, the catcher, two strikes. One out, base is empty, and the Rough Riders leading 8-0. Last season, Luis Angel Acuna got pulled up to Double-A down the home stretch and played just over 200 innings at short. Here's the 0-2. Butler swings and misses. Burlingmeyer puts him away. Change up bottom of the zone, and Butler doesn't get a piece. Two down from Reed Burlingmeyer. He's trying to go two straight, scoreless innings in his Rough Riders debut. Cooper Bowman, the batter, with the bases empty and two down. 8-0 Rough Riders in the seventh inning. Infield and outfield shifting slightly to the left, but mostly normal positioning. First pitch from Burlingmeyer. It's low and away, and ball one to Bowman. Acuna committed four errors last year at short, just over 200 innings. This year also four errors at short in over 460 innings, twice the sample size, but same number of errors. And 1-0 is down the middle, and strike one to Bowman. So Luis Angel Acuna just today crossing over 150 consecutive innings at shortstop without an error. A 1-1 pitch to Cooper Bowman is low and outside. Two balls and a strike. So this is the 152nd, to be exact, for Acuna if he finishes an out in an errorless streak, already having one ground ball his way this inning. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. It's fouled back off the bat of Bowman. And now a 2-2 count from Reed Burlingmeyer.
really excellent to watch Acuna play a fair amount at second base as well, shortstop his normal position, and then try to work in center field, which has been an adventure for sure, but he's made some really nice plays tracking down fly balls in the outfield. He's got potential in a few different spots. The 2-2 pitch is grounded towards Acuna, soft roller, fields, and throws to first in time. Another routine play, and that scoreless or errorless streak continues for Luis Angel Acuna. And a scoreless streak for the Rough Riders defensively. 7 innings in the field, no runs allowed, and the Rough Riders lead it 8-0. Time to stretch from Riders Field. Bottom of the 7th coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the 7th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders leading this ballgame by a score of 8-0 in the final game of the week and prior to the All-Star break. Rough Riders scoring 5 runs last inning, including a leadoff home run from Thomas Sejasi. Now the Rough Riders leading firmly. There has been a defensive change for the Rockhound. Shane McGuire has checked in as the first baseman. Will Simonite was there, so McGuire in his stead at first base. Evan Carter's the batter to face Trayson Kubo. His first pitch is hit foul over the left side. And a nice snag in the front row by a Rough Riders player. Nick Krauth barehanding it in the front row. And one strike on Evan Carter. 8-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the 7th inning. Kubo's second pitch hits the low outside corner for a strike. Kubo had already pitched this series twice. The opener, he gave up 1 unearned run in 1 inning. And then 2 days ago, didn't give up any runs, earned or otherwise. His third appearance of the series, the 0-1, is a bit low. And ball 1 to Evan Carter. 25-year-old out of Stephen F. Austin. 13th appearance on the year and a 10-8 earned run average. A 1-2 pitch to Evan Carter is popped up foul behind home. Well, speaking of Stephen F. Austin, had a great conversation earlier today with Josh Stephen about his commitment to Stephen F. Austin, then deciding to sign with the Rangers, and now one of the newest members of the Frisco Rough Riders. The 1-2 pitch is popped up on the left side, might get into the seats. Harris, the third baseman, jogging for it, and he reaches out. Did he hold on to it in the front row? No, he had a shot at it, and took a while for Felix Neon to realize Harris did not have the ball in his glove and landed in the front row, and still a 1-2 count to Evan Carter. Well, Josh Stephen, our podcast guest, and Writers Report, the podcast. You can listen to that wherever you get your podcasts. Alongside Zach Bigley and myself, Josh Ward, and chatted with Josh Stephen earlier today. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Carter looking for an off-speed pitch and didn't get it. And strike 3 to Evan Carter, 1 down. Brings up Thomas Sejasi with his home run last inning. 3 fly balls to left field today. 1 of them left the yard. He's 1-for-3.
Is it bad that I wanted to ask him a little bit if his commitment to Stephen F. Austin had anything to do with his last name?
Ooh. It is not bad. It's spelled differently.
Did that not cross your mind?
No, it never did. I don't know why. First pitch to Sid. JC is down. Stephen F. Austin, Josh Stephen. Yeah. I don't know why that didn't cross my mind. Would you go to a Bigley State University if there was such a thing? You'd have to,
I'm
right?
The founder.
1-0. Says Thomas to JC is down. Ball 2, 2-0.
No, I don't think I would.
Really? No. Why would you not go to Bigley State? Home of the Wolverines.
Need to create whatever they are.
I don't know.
Create my own name.
The 2-0. So JC fouls it backwards. 2-1 to count.
Would you go to a Warden State University?
Would it be like you training to become a prison warden? Be a technical school?
Yes. Warden Tech.
Warden Tech. 2-1. Base is empty and 1 down for the Rough Riders. Here's the pitch. So JC grounds it foul to the Frisco dugout and bounces off the netting. 8-0 Rough Riders in the 7th inning. Trevor Hover on deck and Thomas and JC at the plate. That was a fun conversation, though, with Josh Stephen, starting pitcher. And just getting called up, made his debut for the Rough Riders on 4th of July, first game of this series in front of 12,000 fans. The 2-2. So JC swings out in front. Another breaking ball, and Trayson Kubo strikes out. Two of the best hitters in this Riders lineup, Carter and Sajasi, both down with frontwards K's.
I don't know about you, but I was very impressed. It's not a surprise, of course, but very impressed with how in touch he was with the mental side of the game and how much he focused on that for such a young guy, just 21 years old.
Yeah. I agree. First pitch to Hover, a big hack and a miss. I think a lot of guys, whether they go to college or not, let's talk about, back in my college days, I didn't really know how to control the mental game, but now a few years into my pro career, here I am. He's a few years into his pro career, but signing out of high school, I mean, he's the age of a college junior, thereabouts. So it is impressive. The 0-1 is low, and ball 1 to Trevor Hopper. To pitch in his home area, he's from DeSoto, Texas, went to South Grand Prairie High School, and so to pitch not too long of a drive up north to Frisco on 4th of July. 1-1 pitch, letter high, and ball 2. Pretty cool for Josh Stephen to make his double-A debut at this ballpark in the second biggest crowd in franchise history, and he got to make the start on that day. Pitched pretty well, too. Here's the 2-1. Sound lit in to Trevor Hover. 3-0. But the base is empty and 2 down. So, again, Riders report the podcast, and see a lot of interviews on there. Have Evan Carter on recently, Nick Starr as well. Here's the 3-1. It's down and in. Trevor Hover draws a walk, his 46th of the season to lead the team. And a 2-out base on balls. Aaron Zavala will come up with 2 down and a runner on first. 8-0 Frisco here in this ballgame. Rough Riders scoring a lot of runs, and they have not stranded very many batters today for very many runners for how many guys they've gotten aboard. They've left just 2 on the base paths. Midland stranding 7 this evening. First pitch to Zavala is swung on and missed. Midland reclaiming the lead in the Texas League in the AA level in terms of left on base. Not that that's a stat that they want to be leading the league in, but they are by
congrats.
One. Congrats. They left 16 on yesterday. Here's the 0-1. It is just inside ball 1. Not that that's the bad, worst thing in the world. I mean, they still scored 16 runs. After all, who leads Major League Baseball and runners left on base? Well, it's a team with one of the best records in Major League Baseball. That is the Rangers. The 1-1 is low to Zavala. 2-0. So Midland ahead, first place in all of AA, 628. And Frisco with 627. The 2-1 pitch to Aaron Zavala. He pops it up on the left side into shallow left. Armenteros jogging in. Has a long run. Still going. He lunges out. Makes a catch. Going belly flopping on the grass. I'm not sure if Harris, the third baseman, realized how close to the infield that one would ultimately land. And Armenteros had to dive in for it and ends the inning. A fly out to left. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left aboard for the Rough Riders in the 7th inning. The 8th inning awaits us.
with an 8-0 lead for the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Udris Mannion enters this contest for the Rough Riders to face the top part of the Midland Rockhounds lineup. It's an 8-0 Rough Riders lead over the Rockhounds' final game of the series. Frisco trying to split the series, trailing 3-2, and they're in position to do so, leading by a snowman, 8-0. And Midland up in the bottom, the top half of the eighth inning. Drew Swift to lead off, followed by Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez. Udris Mannion's 18th appearance for the Rough Riders, all in relief of 4.82 ERA. His first pitch is just outside, and ball one to Drew Swift. His 6th start of the series, he's 5-23 as Drew Swift. A 1-0 offering is outside again at ball two. Mentioned a couple times, ASU teammates with Trevor Hover standing out in left field. They were both in Tempe at the same time playing for the Sun Devils at the collegiate level. 2-0 pitch is down and away. Drew Swift gets ahead 3-0. They entered Arizona State at the same time, 2018, playing for Tracy Smith was their head coach. All 3 years for Hover and all 4 for Drew Swift. 3-0 pitch to Swift. Is way outside of the backstop. A 4-pitch walk to begin Udris Mannion's appearance. Just the 3rd walk of the day for the Rough Riders. And that brings up Brett Harris with one on and nobody out. Talking with Trevor Hover recently as John Goldberg trots out of the dugout to have a conversation with Udris Mannion. Hover talked about his Arizona State tenure there. And it was early on in Tracy Smith's career, who's now the head coach at the University of Michigan. Asking Trevor Hover what he thought of his old head coach in college. He said he liked him and good relationship with Tracy Smith. He said there was a lot of freshmen coming in 2018, and so he kind of laid down the harder style, laid down the lumber a little bit our freshman year, but then kind of relaxed a little bit as we got mature and saw that we were able to take care of ourselves. And he said it worked out well. It was a good coach. Part of that freshman class was Drew Swift, who walks here in the eighth inning. Trevor Hover robbed Drew Swift back in the series opener on Tuesday when Hover was playing right field on a fly ball down the line and dove out to make the catch. Arguably the best defensive play we have seen this entire series. Udris Mannion ready to work after the mound visit. First pitch to Harris is low. And ball one. Swift at first base. Harris at the plate. 8-0 Rough Riders in the top of the eighth. The pitch. It's the zone for the first strike for Mannion's day. 1-1 the count to Brett Harris. Gorgeous day for baseball here on a Sunday. Partly cloudy, not too warm. Not too much wind. The 1-1 is outside. 2 balls and a strike. Love to see the pregame catch on the field. A Sunday pregame catch session, always a hit with the fans getting to go out in the outfield and toss the ball around. 2-1 the count. Harris takes again. It's below the zone. 3 balls and a strike. Mannion jumps up and down and pounds his glove, having struggled to find the strike zone. 8 pitches, just one of them in the zone today for the right-hander. One aboard for the Rockhounds and nobody out. Mannion is set. He deals and misses in the dirt to the backstop, and another walk from Udris Mannion. This one on five pitches. Daryl Hernandez is the batter. The Rough Riders had only two walks all game coming into this inning. Neither of them turned into a run. In fact, one of them was with one out, and the very next pitch was a double play ball to wipe out that walk. But now two walks back-to-back to open up the eighth inning. A righty-righty duel. Mannion comes in, and just outside on the breaking ball, 1-0 to Hernandez. 8-0 Riders in the eighth inning. Mannion set his 1-0. Is right down the heart of the plate, and strike one on a fastball. One ball, one strike from the Dominican native of Udris Mannion. Facing a Hernandez hitter, 2-for-3 on the day is Daryl. The 1-1 pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike from Udris Mannion. The Rough Riders open a split, another series they've done so four consecutive weeks. The 2-1 pitch. Just outside, missing the corner by a smidgen. And now 3-1 to Mannion. You could use those borderline calls. Been struggling with the command and now getting squeezed a bit by Jared Molman, the home plate umpire. Three balls, one strike after two walks. Mannion's pitch. It is high and outside, barely. Again, a borderline call. He's not getting these strike calls. Back-to-back pitches that on a 2-1 count he could have gotten strike two and more, and instead it's a third consecutive walk. Four-pitch walk, five-pitch walk, another five-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Denzel Clark, the batter.
I think it's the thing that the Rough Riders struggled with last night, too, is they'd be missing the zone, and so the borderline pitches are harder to call for an umpire if there have been a lot of pitches that have been missing the zone overall.
Well, Udris Mannion begins the at-bat with Denzel Clark with a strike. Fastball low outside corner. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch. It is again right there in the zone. Middle just about. And 0-2 from Mannion. Giving some hittable pitches to Clark, who understandably taking a couple times with three straight walks to open the inning. But now base is loaded. Here's the 0-2. It is low. Ball one. Nobody out in the inning. The good news for the Riders is they have a big cushion to work with here in the eighth inning. 8-run lead, 1-2 the count. Mannion sets in, a foul ball right behind home plate.
And Wyatt Sparks has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. A guy who the Rough Riders just added earlier today. Made three appearances with Frisco on the road earlier this season.
Here's the 1-2 from Mannion. It is right down the middle, taken strike three. Denzel Clark knew it the entire time. One out here in the inning. Mannion puts away Clark. And now J.J. Schwarz is the batter. Three walks followed by a strikeout. Udris Mannion on the board with a punch out. Schwarz 0-for-2 today. He did have a walk. The one that was immediately wiped out by the double play the next pinch. Here's the offering. It hits the outside half. Fastball at 98 miles an hour. If Mannion is able to control the corners like he has been at times this inning, just hasn't been getting the call. That one was a borderline strike. He got the call that time. The 0-1 pitch, not too close, outside, 1-1. But if he can work the corners and utilize that heavy fastball, been going 97, 98 this inning, could be pretty dangerous for the Rough Riders. A 1-1 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, bottom of the zone, and he got Schwarz to swing over it. One ball, two strikes, three walks in the inning, but then a strikeout, and Mannion on the edge of another K. Outfield playing deep and left for Hover. Base is loaded. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's for Udris Mannion. This one a fastball outer half. Two down here for Udris Mannion. Mannion in the eighth inning. Still nothing put in play this inning from the Rockhounds. Three walks, two strikeouts, a full house. And now Lazaro Armentero steps in. 8-0 Riders in the eighth inning. The pitch in from Mannion is a strike, 0-1.
His velocity is pretty good, 96, 97 on each of the last two pitches. You haven't seen that a lot from Udrich.
Yeah. Winding back a little more, and he's shown better accuracy as the inning has gone along. The one-strike pitch is tight to Armenteros, ball one. 0 for 3 today is the right-hand hitter. Does lead the team with 6 walks this series, but none today. The 1-1 for Mannion. Is outside, framed by Capers, try to steal a strike, but it was definitely away. And ball two from Udris Mannion. Infield playing up the middle a little bit. Biggers close to the bag, the second baseman. The 2-1 is down and in. And now Udris Mannion risking an RBI walk here after two straight strikeouts, but the bases are loaded. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs in the 8th inning. Frisco up 8-0. He comes set for the pitch. Here she comes. It is flied foul up the right side, and now a full count. Good work by Udris Mannion to put that one a hittable pitch, but hey, with an 8-run lead, might as well force Armenteros to swing and put it in play. Gets a second strike. Full count, 2 outs, bases loaded. Udris Mannion looking to put a 0 on the board. Here's the pitch. It is flied up the right side and foul. It gets into the seats and over the Midland bullpen. Wyatt Sparks continues to throw in the Frisco bullpen, the opposite side of the left field portion of Riders Field. And he hopes Mannion will be able to close out this inning. Might only need one more pitch to do so. 8-0 Riders trying to continue this shutout in the eighth. The 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded and 2 down. It is just low. They'll appeal on a swing. He didn't go. And an RBI walk for Lazaro Armenteros. His 7th walk of the series. And the Rockhounds are on the board. The shutout bid has concluded here in the 8th inning. 4th walk of the frame. And scores Drew Swift from 3rd. Brett Harris to 2nd. Harris to 3rd. Hernandez to 2nd. And Armenteros to 1st. Shane McGuire is the batter. He had replaced William Simonite earlier this game. His first plate appearance begins with a fastball outer half, strike one. Will Simonite, a defensive switch. He was playing first base. McGuire comes in for him. Simonite was 0 for 3, and now McGuire, a righty-lefty matchup. The 0-1, a grounder foul up the first base side, and Mannion gets ahead, nothing and 2. All things said, if he could get out of it with just one run against him, would still be a comfortable lead for the Riders, ahead 8-1 as we stand. In the top of the 8th inning. The 0-2 pitch from Mannion is swung on and missed. Fastball uppercut and missed from McGuire. And Udris Mannion strikes out 3 here in the 8th inning. He does give up a run on 4 walks, but closes out damage after that. Middle half of the 8th inning. It's 8-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The
Frisco Rough Riders closing out this series with the Midland Rockhounds down the home stretch of the final game this week and of a 12-game, 12-day stretch. And a good lead for Frisco today at home at Riders Field, 8-1 is the margin. Helen Strom comes up to the plate as the Rough Riders try to extend that 7-run lead in the bottom of the 8th inning against Brian Howard. Tall right-hander comes home, and a first-pitch strike, bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1. Ryan Howard, right-hander out of TCU. From Dallas, Texas, an 8th-round pick. And a swat foul behind home plate from Kellen Strom, who's behind 0-2. Two singles today and a flyout for Kellen Strom. Second-year Rough Rider, he superseded his 600th at-bat plateau yesterday, or on Friday, I should say. And a returning Rough Rider who played over 100 games for Frisco last year, batting 277. The 0-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. It looked pretty good, maybe a bit high. And ball one to the outfielder. Didn't get a hit on Friday, but walked twice and then got the day off yesterday. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Strom. Swings and hits it to left field. Armenteros running over. He has a play on it, makes a catch. And Kellen Strom is retired by Armenteros for the second time tonight. He has alternated singles and flyouts to left. Not a bad day. 2-for-4 for Kellen Strom. Now it's Josh Hatcher's turn for the Riders in the 8th. 8-1 lead for Frisco. And no small part thanks to Josh Hatcher. 2 singles today, including an RBI, his most recent at-bat. Left-hand hitter steps in. First pitch is inside. Almost caught him on the quadriceps, and ball one. Scott Capers will also get an at-bat here in the 8th inning. And then it'll likely be up to either Wyatt Sparks or Antoine Kelly. A 1-0 Hatcher, a late swing. Looks like Kelly is out in the bullpen warming for the top of the 9th inning. It'll be at least a 7-run lead for Kelly. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Hatcher timed it upright but didn't get any contact and strike two. Waiting on the curve. That was down the middle. But still swung and missed. 1-2 to Josh Hatcher. Here comes Brian Howard's next pitch. It is outside for ball two. These teams look a fair amount different than when they met in early May, especially starting pitching-wise for Frisco. They met in one of the first series in May. The 2-2 to Hatcher. Breaking ball. He started a swing. Couldn't hold back in strike three. Two down. Nobody on for the Riders in the 8th inning, leading 8-1. Scott Capers comes up. Back in May when the Rough Riders went to Midland, it was an entirely different set of pitchers. Jack Leiter got a start. Okay, that's the same. But Owen White also started. He's up at AAA. Tekoa Roby, he's on the IL. First pitch to Scott Capers is outside for a ball. Grant Wolfram got a start. He went up to AAA, came back, but he's not starting. He's a reliever. And then Wyatt Sparks got a start. He went down a level and then came back up recently. The 1-0 to Capers. He fouls it back. And now a 1-1 count to Scott Capers. Speaking of guys that got called up to AAA, a happy birthday yesterday to Dustin Harris, turned 24, playing for the Round Rock Express, and went 2-for-2 yesterday on his birthday. The 1-1 to Capers, swings and misses. 1-2. Played 60 games for the Rough Riders this year, and Dustin Harris, turning 24 yesterday, had a double. He also walked twice with a pair of base hits in the 11-6 win yesterday for the Round Rock Express. Happy birthday to Dustin Harris. The 2-strike pitch to Capers. He reaches out and pokes it towards second. Fielded by Bowman on the run. And the second baseman throws to first in time. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Brian Howard and the Rockhounds in the 8th inning. Well, we've got one more inning remaining for the week and this stretch before the All-Star break. The Rough Riders hope is just one more half inning remaining until the break. Zach Bigley has the call. 8-1 Rough Riders going to the 9th on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Antoine Kelly out of the Rough Riders bullpen taking over in the top of the ninth inning. It's 8-1. Frisco out in front looking to split this series with a victory. And Kelly not in a safe situation, but he'll face 9-1-2 in the Midland order. Johnny Butler to lead it off against him. Butler 0-3 tonight with two strikeouts. So now it's Antoine Kelly taking over for Udris Manin. Kelly threw two nights ago in a non-save situation. First pitch to Johnny Butler, left on left. Fastball outside, one ball, no strikes. He threw a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts. That's been the kind of season it's been for Antoine Kelly. He's ready from the stretch, and he kicks home. Swing and a miss, 1-1. 98 miles an hour on the fastball from Kelly, who's 2-0 with a 3.10 ERA. 43 strikeouts in 29 innings, and he earned the save on Independence Day earlier in this series. The 1-1. Line foul into the netting left side, into the Riders' dugout. Caroms out to Bobby Crosby, the third base coach and manager for these Midland Rockhounds. We won't see the Rockhounds for a while. We'll be heading to Midland in August, fourth week of August. Stretch in the 1-2. Hit foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. Really, that's only in about 6 weeks from now. So I guess we will be seeing him pretty soon. Kelly's ready from the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. And he did not go. It probably should have been a strike on the outside corner anyway, but it's two balls and two strikes. 8-1 Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. Frisco with three runs in the second and five in the sixth. Kelly brings in the 2-2. Swinging a roller out to short. Acuna's got it on a forehand stab. Fires on the run. Low. Hatcher picks it out. And it's in time for the first out. A one away in the ninth inning for Cooper Bowman. Bowman 1-for-4 today with a double in the third. Right-handed batter, Kelly readies and fires in the first pitch. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders heading into the All-Star break next week with four consecutive days off, and then weekend series in Amarillo. The 1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. And if you missed it near the top of the broadcast, the MLB draft is going on right now. Rangers selecting Wyatt Langford with the number 4 overall pick out of Florida. The 2-0. Inside corner at the knees, a strike, and it's 2-1. And there's a pretty decent chance we're going to see Wyatt Langford, if not this year, then next year, in a Rough Riders uniform. Very talented Florida outfielder. 2-1 offering. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Bowman today, 1-for-4 with a double back in the third. It's 8-for-15 in the series. Over 500 average. Kelly, the 2-2. Swinging a line drive to second, over Biggers into right center. And now he's 9-for-16 in this series. A single into right center field. Drew Swift stands in. Rough Riders pitchers with only 1-1-2-3 inning all ball game. Comes back in the second by Dane Acker, the starter. Rough Riders had Dane Acker start. Justin Slayton then came out of the bullpen, followed by Reed Burlingmeier in his AA debut. Idris Manin through the eighth, and now Antoine Kelly. First pitch to Drew Swift. High and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 8-1 Frisco, top of the ninth inning with a runner at first and one out. Double play ends it. 1-0 offering. Hit foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. The one thing to remember about this time of year in the minor leagues is that when the draft happens, usually you see movement throughout the organization. Stretch in the 1-1. Hit foul back behind home. It's one ball and two strikes, and it's not always immediate, but you usually see movement going and starting from the bottom with guys getting promoted and then promotions throughout the organization all the way up through AAA. Don't be surprised if there's some movement from Frisco after the All-Star break. The 1-2, high and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Frisco hasn't really had that mass promotion that we've expected to this point. Saw Owen White and Dustin Harris get promoted to AAA a couple weeks ago, but outside of that, not a whole lot. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a roller right side. Biggers has got it at second. Only play to first. He fires that way to retire Swift. Two outs in the inning. Runner at second for Brett Harris. Riders one out away from splitting the series and heading into the All-Star break victorious. Harris has singled and walked twice. He's 1-for-2. Kelly's initial pitch. Inside edge with a fastball at 99 for strike one. 0-1. The 0-1 offering from Kelly. Outside with a slider. One ball and one strike. 8-1 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. Still well within control of this game. Kelly brings in the 1-1. A line drive to left field. Hover coming on, and he makes the shoestring catch. The Riders win. Frisco takes an 8-1 over the Midland Rockhounds to split the series. And Frisco goes back to 500 to start the second half at 6-6. Final score from Riders Field to finish off right before the All-Star break. It's the Rough Riders 8 and the Rockhounds 1 on the Riders Baseball Network, where Josh Warden has your post-game coverage next. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
A good way to close out the series, close out a 12-game stretch over 12 days, and head into the All-Star break on a victory. And a big one at that, 8-1. The final score, the Rough Riders never trailed, getting all of their runs in a pair of innings today. A 3-run second inning and a 5-run sixth inning, just barely avoiding a shutout in a hitless eighth when Midland scrapped for a run. But other than that, Frisco playing clean baseball. Eight runs on 11 hits, no errors. And the Midland Rockhounds with just one run on six hits and no errors. The Rough Riders split the series at 3 wins apiece and now have a franchise record 5 consecutive series split in a row. 3 games winning, 3 games losing, 5 times in a row. And that has never happened before in the 20-year history of the Frisco Rough Riders. 8-1 again, the final score here today. It was a balanced effort. Thomas Ejasi highlighted it with his solo home run to lead off the sixth inning. But by the time that inning came to a close in the sixth, all Rough Riders starters had a base hit, all 9 of them. As Thomas Ejasi launched his leadoff homer, and then Trevor Hover singled for his first base hit. And that was everything. That was the eighth and ninth guys to get a base hit in the ballgame. So with no outs in the sixth inning, everybody had a hit for the Rough Riders and went on to score 5 runs in that inning after the leadoff home run. Came back for a Hover single, a Kellen Strom single, a Josh Hatcher single, a Scott Capers walk, a Jax Bigger sack fly. And the Rough Riders pulling ahead big in the sixth inning. Really should have been even a bigger margin. The biggest missed call of the day was Scott Capers sliding in safely into home and was called out back in the second inning. But the Rough Riders had scored 3 runs in that inning, including a Scott Capers double in a day not ripe for extra base hits. Capers doubled and Sijasi homer, and that was it for the Rough Riders, but that was enough with 9 singles along the way. Luis Angel Acuna, speaking of singles, had one of those today. He went 1-for-4 and ended up collecting 12 hits on the series in 25 at-bats, hitting almost .500 with 12 singles. No extra base hits on the week for Luis Angel Acuna, and that was okay, slugging nearly .500 with a batting average of nearly .500. Evan Carter went 1-for-4 on the day. Thomas Ejasi 1-for-4 with a home run. Trevor Hover 1-for-3 with a walk. Aaron Zavala 1-for-4. Kellen Strom 2-for-4. Josh Hatcher 2-for-4. Scott Capers 1-for-3 with a walk and a double for 2 RBIs. And Jax Biggers with a pair of sack flies and a single. So he went 1-for-1 with an 8-pitch single back in the fifth inning. And the Rough Riders also pitching very well. Dane Acker, 3 scoreless innings in his first start in Frisco. He was followed by Justin Slayton, who earned the win going 2 innings without a run. Reed Burlingmeyer had 2 scoreless innings, just 1 hit and 2 strikeouts in his Frisco debut. Yudris Manyon allowed the only run, 4 walks and 3 strikeouts in a packed eighth inning there. No baseballs were put in play that inning, but allowed the one run. Antoine Kelly finished it out in the ninth to not get the save, but close out the ball game and the series. So that did it. 12 games in a row. The Rough Riders end up going 6-6 on the stretch without a day off in between, save for the weather postponement a couple days ago, but then a doubleheader the very next day. So every day, the Rough Riders have come to the ballpark expecting a game 12 days in a row and have won 6 out of those 12 games. And now a four-day break, until a Friday game in Amarillo when the Rough Riders start out the post-All-Star game stretch in Amarillo. We'll take a look at the Rangers affiliates here today before signing off. The Texas Rangers themselves today playing in Washington, D.C., dropping a 7-2 decision to the Nationals. Round Rock beating Sugar Land today, 7-1. Kannapolis and Down East going at it. The Wood Ducks winning at the single-A level, 2-1. And Hickory was rained out against Winston-Salem. So, Frisco helps lead the way, 8-1. The final score, defeating Midland. Well, my thanks to Josh Steven, our podcast guest today. Again, you can catch the Rough Riders podcast, Riders Report, the podcast, and new Frisco pitcher Josh Steven joining us. My thanks to Zach Bigley joining us on the call, the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders. I'm Josh Warden. Enjoy your All-Star break, everybody. Hope to have you along the way on the live stream in Amarillo on Friday and our next home game Tuesday, July 18th, beginning a 6-game series with the San Antonio Missions. Until then, have a great rest of your weekend and next week, everybody. We'll miss you during the All-Star break, but talk to you in no time and Friday in Amarillo. Signing off from Frisco, where the Rough Riders win it 8-1 tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody. So long. This has been another production on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!